Continue in our study of Sefer Pekudat Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar Buchatzirazal, learn a piece titled Mamon, Hakpada Lehenot Rak Mamon Kasher, stringency to only benefit from appropriately gained money. While writing on the laws of theft and deceit of non-Jews, the Be'er Agolah in Choshen Mishpat writes, Ve'ani kotev zot ledorot, she'ra'iti rabim gadlu v'hish'aru min ta'ut she'etu l'ha'akum, ve'lo hitzlichu v'yardu nechseihem l'timayon, ולא הניחו אחריהם ברכה, כמו שכתב בספר חסידים סימן תרע"ד, לרבים אשר קידשו השם והחזירו טעויות הגוי, ודבר חשוב, גדלו והשארו, והצליחו והניחו יתרם לעולליהם. עד כאן. He writes, I write the following for future generations. I have seen many who prospered and moneyed by their deceiving of non-Jews. Their success nonetheless did not last, as their assets were lost and they did not leave behind them any blessing. He continues, however, many sanctified Hashem's name and returned money gained from deceit, and they grew and succeeded and left a fortune for the heirs. See from this Be'er HaGolah the stringency to only benefit from appropriately gained money and to be careful regarding monetary matters. In order to illustrate this, the Admor Zal related that his father, Harav Meir, once handed him a sealed envelope with money when he came to visit him. Harav Meir requested that Rabbeinu give the envelope to a yeshiva, and he could give it to any yeshiva of his choice. Harav Meir asked, however, that these funds not be given to any other cause, like the support of yetomim, or almanot, orphans or widows, but specifically to yeshiva. He explained that this was because this envelope of money was given to him by Rosh Yeshiva, who was not comfortable about the source of the contribution, and therefore did not want his own yeshiva to benefit from it. Harav Meir explained that since the money came from a Rosh Yeshiva who had been given the money for his own yeshiva, he tried to be careful that this money specifically went to another yeshiva that could benefit from it without any discomfort. Rabbeinu then added that he knows that many of the problems of our generation are a retribution for the lack of cautiousness regarding other people's money. I'll read this inside. Hosif Rabbeinu. שהוא יודע שהרבה צרות ובעיות שישנם בדור הם עונש על חוסר זהירות בממון הזולת. The Admor also related that a prominent Rosh Yeshiva once came to him saying that he was sick with a brutal disease from which he ultimately passed. The Rosh Yeshiva shared with Rabbeinu that he once wrongly took a large amount of money from a person who later passed on, and he had to ask the man's children for forgiveness. And he ends off of here. Lachen tzarich ha'adam liyot zahir b'mamon acherim, ki im lo, ha'adam lo yinakeh v'yisvol mikach tzarot v'bayot, v'gam oto mamon sofo shiyired l'timayon. Translated, therefore, a person must be cautious regarding other people's money, for if not, a person will not be pardoned, and he will suffer from troubles. Moreover, he will lose those funds gained through this manner.